The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. This poem, Love After Love, by Derek Walcott, is really a poem that saved my life. I was in a very, very dark period. It's a period of time that I speak about in the book. I didn't want to live. I didn't see any reason to be alive. My parents were both having health crises. And in what turned out to be a blessing, I was traveling this long straight highway between my parents' home and mine to visit them about once a month. It was about 3.5-4 hours on the Mass Turnpike. I had heard a tape by David White where he was speaking poems that he'd learned by heart. And since I couldn't generate any poetry myself, and I actually didn't feel very generative of anything at that time, I decided, well, at least I could use my mind to do something I could do with my will. I would start memorizing poetry. And what I didn't know, and this is what I speak of in the book, and in fact it gave rise to the whole path that is outlined in the book, what I didn't know is that I wasn't going to end up memorizing these poems. I was going to end up learning them by heart. And this poem, Love After Love, was one of the first that I learned by heart. So I would drive along, I'd have the poem on the passenger seat. Every once in a while, I would grab a few lines with my eyes, and then I'd speak them over and over and over and over for hours. But it wasn't by rote at all. Each time the lines came through me, there were different memories, feelings, there were tears, there was joy, there was play, there was finding different voices, finding different aspects of me. And each time I said this poem, and even to this day, each time I say this poem, it's a different hue of myself that arrives at my own door, in my own mirror. And one of the lines that's so important to me is that line, "You will love again the stranger who was yourself, whom you ignored for another." I had spent so many years ignoring that stranger to pay attention to other people, to take care of other people, to please other people, to get other people's love or approval or admiration. That line and this poem were pivotal in turning my life around, in turning literally my gaze around to behold, to hold in my beingness that self which really was arriving at my own door, that self which I had no name for, which I still have no name for, but which in the moments when I do remember to open the door, to peel my image from the mirror, turns out to be such a feast of presence.